Praise the Lord. I know some of you, you've already had our sermons on the television, our channel on the television, but some may not. Some other brother, sister, friend has invited you to come. So I always like to ask this question, in case such a person may be here. If there is anybody here, you, since you are a Christian, you have never had water baptism. You've not been baptized in water since you became a Christian. Can I see your hand up? Can you stand up? Since you became a Christian, you have never had your water baptism. Eh? Which church, sir?
Anglican.
When did you give your life to Christ?
It's for long, sir.
How long? They born you for, you're born for Anglican Church?
No, they born me in Holiness.
They born you for Holiness
Church.
That's the name of the church?
Yes.
They call it Holiness. Then you shifted to Anglican?
Yes.
Why did you shift from Holiness to Anglican?
That is because of some of the pastors there.
The way they are behaving?
Yes.
You didn't like it?
Yes.
So you, but you like the way Anglican pastors behave?
No. Pastor pregnant, pastor's child.
I know, it's okay, in Holiness.
Yes.
And their Holiness.
Yes.
So you see, the name of your church does not matter. You may be in Redeemed Church and you may not be redeemed. You may be in Chosen Church and you may not be among the chosen ones. Am I correct? And you may be in Bride Assembly and you may not be the Bride of Christ. So the name of the church doesn't matter. So, but why have you not been baptized?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing. What of you, sir? Sit down, sir.
CAC.
CAC?
Yes, sir.
Since when?
About a decade ago.
A decade? More than 10 years ago. Why have you not been baptized, sir?
I can't really say, sir.
You can't say. God bless you. Sit down. I will tell you why you did not baptize. I know why you didn't baptize. The two of you, I will tell you why. Yes.
Redeemed.
Since when?
Almost 2009.
2010.
Yes,
sir. Almost 6-7 years now.
Yes,
sir. You have not been baptized. Why?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing. See, now you two?
Catholic Church.
They baptized when they born you now. Even for Catholic, you don't baptize for small picking?
No.
Why? Your papa didn't baptize you. Okay, sit down. I just want to know. Somebody is in front. Yes? Which
GCM.
Church?
GCM.
Eh?
GCM.
You enter which church?
Glory Christian Ministry.
Glory, the one here?
Yes.
You joined them this year?
No.
When did you give your life to Christ?
Last 4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Yes.
Which church?
GCM.
Which church?
GCM, Glory Christian Ministry.
Oh, GCM, okay, Glory Christian Ministry. Why have you not been baptized?
I can't say.
Okay, sit down.
I've not been baptized.
Why you not baptized? Which church did they go?
Redeemed Christian Church.
Then they baptize for Redeemed now.
Mm.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know? Why you not go for baptism? Why didn't you go for baptism?
I don't know that they are baptized.
You don't know? Say, then they baptize for there. But you pay your tithe for there.
I'm not working.
You're not working. But you give offering. You make vow. Do you make vow? Eh? What of you? Sit down. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
From deeper life to redeem, I'm not baptized.
Since when? Deeper life?
Yes.
Since when? How long have you been deeper life?
My mother bore me in that place.
Now you get deeper life than that. But then they baptized there now.
Their way of and their way of something, I don't like it.
Your old church, Gonko, you say you don't like them. Amen. Okay, sit down. You know why I ask these questions? You were in a church and you have not been baptized, water baptism. It is because they have not told you the importance of water baptism to your Christian faith and to your eternal destination. They haven't. The day you catch that revelation, there is somebody that listened to us on television. Listen, he was watching us through the streaming on the internet from America. From America, he took his flight and came here, arrived here on Tuesday in the morning from the airport. He came here from America and did his him and his family did their baptism and went back to the airport, caught the same flight. I went back to America. When I asked him, why did you have to do that? He said he does not want to joke with his eternal destination. Not only that, there are people that travel from outside Lagos. Why are you here? Just for water baptism. And I'm sure some of them will be here today. You? From where?
From Delta State, Warren.
You came here for water baptism?
Yes, I and my family.
You and your family?
Yes.
When did you hear about the water baptism?
Actually, I came here 2014, February 1st week to baptize. When I baptized, I'm not satisfied because I came in problem of my wife that very day. She's sick. So I find that I'm not really completely baptized. That is why we come back today.
Amen.
Amen.
Which church do you attend?
Attend the Mountain of Fire.
You attend Mountain of Fire.
Yes.
Okay, God bless you. Be seated. Yes.
I came from Ondo State.
Ondo?
Ondo State.
For baptism?
Yes.
For water baptism?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Which church do you attend in Ondo?
Christ Apostolic Church.
CAC. Are you? Coordinator? Are you? From where?
Edo State.
You came for water baptism?
I don't have it now, but the church I was going before, they used to say it, but I said I'm not interested.
No, that's what I'm saying. You cannot be interested in something you don't understand. If you understood it, you would have been interested. That's what I'm saying. But you pay your tithe.
Yes, I used to pay.
You are interested in paying tithe.
I used to pay, but since January, I've not been paying often and often again.
But you have been paying before?
Yes.
Because you believe in it?
Yes.
You believe in the tithe?
Yes.
It's a revelation now. The one where you don't believe, you will not act on it. The one you believe, you will act on it. Now, the truth is this. Payment of tithe has nothing to do with your eternal destination. Whether you pay tithe or not, it cannot stop you from going to heaven. Tithe only affect your peace on earth here. You just have it rough. But it does not affect your soul. Now the one that does not affect your soul is the one they emphasize because the ministry will have money. But the one that affect your eternal life, nobody emphasizes it. I even had a preacher in Abuja, a popular preacher with a television station, saying that he does not believe in baptism, that baptism is not important. Water baptism is not important. It's because he himself does not understand the importance of water baptism. See, why do we emphasize this water baptism so frequently in this ministry. And generally in the restoration ministry, the end time message believing churches all over the world. Anytime you meet any of us, anywhere, the first thing they ask you is, have you had your water baptism? For obvious reasons, because the generality of the denominations, because of their lack of proper understanding of what water baptism is, many of them baptize, but they baptize wrongly. They baptize wrong. I mean, wrongly. If I want to find some people trouble here now, I will begin to tell you whether your church baptizes correctly or not. And some go vex. Because you think your church, I'm speaking against your church, as if your church name is written in heaven. As if you will go to heaven because you belong to that church. Okay, let me tell some of you now whether your church baptized correctly or not. And I will prove it too. If you have been baptized, water baptism, but it was not in this church that you baptized, can I see your hand up? If you don't mind, just for a few minutes, can you stand up? You baptized, so you baptized as a Christian, you have baptized, but it was not in this Bride Assembly Church. Okay, now I will ask your name of your church, and I will tell you if I know whether they baptized correctly or not. If I don't know, I don't know. But if I know, I will talk up. And please, don't prepare your mind. Don't vex. Yes?
Baptized in Catholic Church.
Catholic Church baptized wrongly. So, if you are standing, you are from Catholic, please sit down. I've spoken your own. You, Uncle?
Saviour's Evangelica.
I don't know about them. Sorry, ma. Sit down. Yes?
Overcomers Christian Mission.
Who?
Overcomers Christian Mission.
Overcomers. Are they in Owerri? Eh? They're in Owerri. I know that church. They baptized wrongly. Because some of their members have come here and rebaptized. Yes? Which church?
St. Stephen.
Saint, that means it's either Anglican or Catholic.
Anglican.
Catholic. I say if you are from Catholic, sit down. Catholic Church, they are the people that started the wrong baptism. Who again now? Which church?
Liberation Worldwide.
I don't know about them. Please sit down. Who again?
CAC.
CAC baptizes wrongly. Sit down.
Baptist Church.
Eh?
Baptist Church.
What?
Baptist Church.
Baptist.
Yes.
Baptist baptizes wrongly. Sit down.
National Holy Ghost Assembly.
They baptize wrongly. Sit down.
Right Way Ministry.
Eh?
Right Way Ministry.
I don't know about that. Please sit down. Thank you.
Winner Chapel.
Winners baptizes wrongly. Who again?
Light Chapel Ministry.
Christ Chapel baptizes wrongly. You?
Redeem Christian.
Redeem baptizes wrongly.
Cooking Church.
Cooking baptizes wrongly. Achikin Sunan Uba.
Elijah Fitz.
Elada. Eruhu Meseriki.
Elijah Fitz.
Eh?
Elijah Fitz.
At Ajao. Yeah. He left here to go there. So he baptizes correctly. He baptizes correctly. Eh?
Grace of God.
Grace of God. I don't know much about them. Who again?
Anglican Church. Where did you choose Life Tabernacle?
The way?
The way the truth life tabernacle is an end time also.
George.
Yes.
Pastor George baptizes correctly. Sit down. You, Uncle?
Anglican baptize under discipleship.
Even if it is under apostleship, it's wrong. They baptize wrongly.
Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly. Who again?
New Bread Church.
Eh?
New Bread. New Bread.
In Onitsha. Pastor Paul.
Yes.
He had our broadcast, and so many things he was doing wrong. He came here and collected a microphone and confessed to the whole world that he used to sell anointing oil. He used to sell wristband for 10,000 naira. He used to sell handkerchief. He used to sell everything. But when he heard me preach the message that I titled Anointing for Sale, he repented. He ordained his wife as a mommy Jew. When he had us prove in the Bible that a woman, the Bible does not permit a woman to be a pastor. He ordained his wife from the ministry. And when he had us proving that it is wrong for a Christian woman to put on certain dresses, his own was, he doesn't marry a church. And he had anointing. And he had an until, because of his the grace on his life for deliverance, they nicknamed his church. Who are you? Because demons will always manifest. But he came here, he made a statement, if you will call. He said in his church, he said there were manifestation of demons. He said, but there was no manifestation of the Holy Ghost. He repented and changed. Just watching us. He readjusted and changed and then came back. It's a restoration. He was restored back to Bible Christianity. And he came here, got himself, he was coming here several times, we didn't even know. He would just come and sit down quietly and go back for our programs. He collected all the messages, he was listening to them. And church that was big before, everybody left. They said, this man is bringing strange doctrine. He said, if you know one, you can go. A church that was growing very well, reduced to just a few number of people. Praise the Lord. But when he came here, I told him like Elijah, you think you are the only one in Onitsha there. There are people. They don't know where to go and gather. Hallelujah. And we decided to let him know that there are people that want to hear this truth. And we organized a crusade in his church. We advertised on television, and before you know what, the church full with overflow of people from everywhere that came there. Amen. You think people don't like to hear truth? There are people that are fed up with what is happening everywhere. So, I think that's the name of his church, New Bread. And who again? Yes?
Believer General Assembly.
Eh?
Believer General Assembly.
Sorry, I don't know the ministry. Sit down. Who again?
The Lord's Choosing.
I know they like to talk about choosing too much here. because they are my neighbor. They are my neighbor and they are very wonderful neighbors. They are very wonderful neighbors. We used to fight before. But now, we are very good neighbors. But they baptized wrongly. Wrong. Very, very wrong. Yes?
The Christian Brethren Fellowship.
For Ejibo?
Yes, sir.
They baptized correctly.
Amen. They baptized Christ Embassy. Christ Embassy.
Who they talk of?
Christ Embassy.
Check whether she wear trouser. She don't wear trouser. Christ Embassy baptizes correctly. They baptize correct.
CPM.
CPM baptizes wrongly.
Anglican Church.
Anglican. We don't talk now. Wrong baptism. Who again? Okay, the last person. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. You know why I say this? Just to call your attention, even including the ones who are no call, First Square and the rest. Most of the Pentecostal denominations, and even though, of course, the Orthodox denominations, why do we say they baptize wrongly? First and foremost, water baptism. Listen very well. What is water baptism? You have to get that first. Water baptism is expression, is an ordinance that Christ himself gave to his followers who will believe in what he did on the cross of Calvary. That's why in this ministry, the symbol of our faith at our altar here is that rugged cross. It is on the cross that the matter between God and man was settled. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. God himself made that provision and sent his only begotten son to pay the ransom to redeem his own. And remember that whatever problem man is going through now, every sickness, every curse, evil covenant, untimely death, and all the wickedness that is going on against mankind today, it is because man was separated from his maker. Through what happened in the Garden of Eden, Satan took control according to the law that Satan himself knew. The day you eat of this fruit, that day you will die. They ate of the fruit. And death there is separation from God. And when you are separated from God, Satan takes over. And see what the whole world has gone into. But God, through his foreknowledge, had already made provision for our redemption. The word redeem, you can only use redeem if that thing originally was yours. But something happened, you lost it. The process of bringing back what belonged to you but you lost, the process is called redeem, redemption. We were his own, but through sin, we were lost. And from the Garden of Eden, from chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, he made provision already. When he mentioned the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, how the matter will be settled. And the seed of the woman, according to Galatians chapter 4, Apostle Paul told us, that seed of the woman was Jesus Christ. Because Jesus did not come through the seed by any man. And so he came as a sacrificial lamb to die and bear the punishment that we were supposed to go through to redeem us back to God. The Bible says, for God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself through what happened on the cross on Calvary. He died our debt. He paid the price. In him was no sin at all. So that he can be the sacrificial lamb. John saw him in his crusade and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And he became the sacrificial lamb. And Apostle Paul also referred to him as our Passover. So he became the Passover lamb, and that the blood is also applied somewhere, like it happened in Exodus chapter 12. And when I see that blood, the angel of death will see that blood and pass over you, because death sentence is pronounced in this world. But only those that will escape will be those that apply that blood of Jesus Christ. That is why he is our Passover. And so, three works of grace in this redemption process. The three must be complete for you to say, I am saved. They are grace. It's part of grace, because this is grace now. The three works of grace are justification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and sanctification. And all, each of these are major doctrines for our faith. What is justification? The justification is the estate by which a sinner comes and stands before God, and something happens because of a process he has gone through that he stands before God, and God looks at that person as if he has never sinned before. That is justification. And when that person comes in that estate, the curse has been broken. The blood of Jesus Christ has washed away that sin. Then God now gives the person the power to become his son, the power to live a righteous life, the power that will transform your sin nature to a saint, to give you the ability to live a life that is pleasing before him by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then the process of sanctification, as we walk along this pathway of life, the baptism of the Holy Ghost seals you. Once you are saved, forever you are saved. It's the anchor of the soul. Then, as we walk along this pathway of life, we shall face temptations, we shall face trials, we shall face things, you know, that this flesh will land us into. That is the next doctrine of sanctification, and is justification is one time process. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, one time process. But sanctification, until it takes us home, is a process where we clean up ourselves, we grow up. Once you give your life to Christ, you are not yet perfect, but you are saved because the spirit of sonship has come into you, and you have eternal life by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is eternal life. You are not born again until you have received the Holy Ghost. Then, like a normal birth, you grow, you know, physically, spiritually, you also grow. And you grow by, and then he uses the word of God. We are washed by the washing of the water of the word. These are the three processes. But Christ himself, knowing what will happen, he gave another parable of how the kingdom of God, that is the church ages, will look like. That the church will come to a stage that this parable in Matthew 13 and verse 33, can we read it? Matthew 13 and verse 33 will take effect. Matthew 13 verse 33 will take effect. He said, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven, this grace period, is like unto leaven, yeast, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leaven. A woman took yeast and mixed it, hid it with three measures of meal. The three measures of meal there, he was speaking in parable, he's talking about the three works of grace that a church, that woman there is a ministry, is a church. But under the control of the Antichrist, influence of the devil, we corrupt the doctrine of justification, corrupt the doctrine of sanctification, corrupt the doctrine of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, until the whole process of salvation is corrupted. But he, knowing that this will happen, he also reserved a standard that will counter it. For he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Let me tell you something. Amen. I don't have time to talk too much, but salvation is God's own business. It's God's own business. Nobody can defeat the purpose of God. And please, let me quickly tell you that those of you people called great men of God, some of them are great before you, not before God. Because your greatness is determined by God and not by the size of the ministry. And well, no matter how great you are, and you cannot line up your doctrines with the Bible, and even when the scriptures are shown before you, you turn it down, then you may not really be a man of God, no matter what. And people do not know that in the church of Jesus Christ, the presentation there, Apostle Paul said, there is another Jesus, there is another spirit, and there is another gospel. And please, Jesus Christ himself, let us know that there is a spirit of truth and there is a spirit of error, and they are all in the same church. And Christ again in Matthew 13 where we read, if you read it from verse 24, he spoke about the parable of tares and the parable of wheat planted in the same farm. And that farm is the church of Jesus Christ. There are two groups of people that are holding Bible today. You are either a tare or you are a wheat. And how do we know who you are? By their fruits we shall know them. Which fruit? Your ability to subject yourself to the word of God. Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 1, if any man preaches any other gospel contrary to what the apostles have preached, let him be accursed. And this, therefore, whatever thing you are practicing, take it to the Bible. If it is contrary to the Bible, drop whatever any man is teaching you, whoever it may be. Sometimes you watch the anointing instead of watching the word. The fulfillment of the word. The obedience of the word. If you watch anointing, you will justify a woman preacher. If you watch the anointing, you will justify a prophet that is a fornicator. If you judge the anointing, you will not, by the anointing, you will not know, because Satan also has anointing. Amen. So when you come here and God causes you to come to us, he says, all that my Father has given me will come to me. Come to me, there is come to the word. Because we meet Christ in his word. He said, and none of them will be lost. And so, recently, you know, we all had the news of Louis Farrakhan. Who knows him? You should know him, Louis Farrakhan. The American preacher, I think he called it the Nation of Islam. I think that's his organization. He has won so many Americans to Islam. A powerful orator, powerful one. But recently now, he has become a Christian. And he said that he has found his error. And he said he knows what he has done. He has influenced so many people. He said he is ready to pay the price for all that he has done before against Christianity. He has declared himself for Christ. And I made a comment when somebody sent it to me. I said, that must be evident. That's evident. This is a seed of God. You cannot be lost. It's a matter of time. You will come back. If your name is written in the book of life, there is a way of identifying those whose names are written in the book of life. Praise the Lord. And I have seen mighty, mighty GOs, reverend doctors, powerfully anointed men of God with branches scattered all over the world. They even have Bible colleges. They have all this. But hear them when they are praying for sinners. Say after me. Say after me. Father, write my name in the book of life. Now, the Bible tells me that the names that are in the book of life, were they written the day that you gave your life to Christ? They were not written the day you gave your life to Christ. The Bible says the names were written from the foundation of the world. And it is because of those whose names are in the book of life that Jesus said, I went to the cross on Calvary. And there is an identification for those ones. When they hear the truth, my sheep hear my voice. There is something inside of you that responds, which is what God saw before the foundation of the world concerning you and put your name there. For through foreknowledge, the Bible says, see, I am not born again by accident. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am not born again by accident. If you know this person that is talking now, I'm also from a Muslim family. Hallelujah. If you know this person that is talking, I had no time for God. But when it pleased God, every one of us whose names are written in the book of life from a foreknowledge, he knows who all of us are. You are behaving like that because He never revealed himself to you. The day he will reveal himself to you, you will stop prostitution. You will stop stealing. Nobody will tell you that to do this is bad. It is because he has not yet revealed himself to you. And he knows when to reveal himself to every one of us. He may use sickness to reveal himself to you. Because now you are in condition to listen to it since you won't die now. Hallelujah. He can use frustration. Everything you have before crumble. Wow. So now you can listen now. And you can use late marriage, sister, because you are too fine. So you are Miss Nigeria. You have no time. But he knows the day he corner you reveal. But as you are now, you don't go listen to them. He will wait until you don't expire with the age. Now that time now you will say, come on. Waiting to happen. Make a lot sit down like this. So time they go. Time they go. Because even beauty is vain. The beauty too will begin to fade. And you soon discover that when you are not properly broken down, they are the type that go to a mountain of fire. No earring. Power must change hands. They are the type that will go to deeper life. But before, the Christ embassy, then they go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because there is something in them that want to serve God, but they don't have time for that time. The day God meets with them. And maybe it's somebody like me. He waited till I enter prison yard. He catch now for inside prison yard though. Amen. But see the grace of God. See the grace of God. If I had the opportunity to sit down under a pastor like this, maybe I wouldn't have waited till he bring me down and send me inside prison yet. That is why those of you who are stubborn, you will use roughness by the time you finish. Why do you wait that when you hear, have opportunity now to go and think again? Come on. It's like I'm joking with eternal destination. And some of you even, God come to speak to you personally in dreams, by prophecies. You will see no yet. See me, I was in the military. If Jehovah Witness enter my house, say they want to preach, I will go inside and bring my pistol. You don't get out of this place, I'll shoot you now. I'm going to come here without frustration, they worry, and I call the carry Bible, they woke up and now. Because I had money. When we watch television, in those days of Idahosa, a miracle, healing, and they say, look at this, mumu. They don't know where hospital today. Why can't they go to hospital if they have power to heal? What are they doing there? You know, you explain these things away, but God was watching. I know it's because I have not met with you. And I know at this estate I cannot meet with you. I have to shake you a little bit. Somebody, you are undergoing your shaking. That's why you came here now. Hallelujah. And immediately you meet with him and you submit, then he begins to build you up again and begin to restore you. For the purpose of breaking you that has been achieved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The death on the cross of Calvary was for the remission of our sins. For all have sinned. All destined to go to hell. The fire is waiting. It's a matter of time. The mercy of God is all now. And he sent his son to the cross on Calvary. And after he resurrected, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. He is waiting for anybody that will accept what he did on the cross on Calvary. And how will he know you? Is that you repent. You give your life to Christ. And then you are saying, I agree. I am the reason you went there. And how he left an ordinance for all the people that we so confess. What is the ordinance? Water baptism. What you are saying is, I die with you. I agree. It was for my death. You went to the cross on Calvary. I die with you the day you died there. I was buried with you when you were buried. You resurrected and gave me hope of resurrection. Death could not hold you captive. Death will not hold me captive. In the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ arise, I will rise. because you are ours. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Once you truly repent and you enter that water, that is the ordinance. Water baptism, therefore, is burial after repentance. Therefore, the water must cover you. If they sprinkle water on you, you now know why I say Anglican and the Catholic, they are wrong. Because they sprinkle water. And it is wrong to baptize an infant, because that infant must confess Jesus, must repent. All of you that were baptized infant, what did that baptism do for you? When you woke up and you are carrying cocaine, and you are armed robbers today, and you are prostitutes today, and you are doing all the nonsense people are doing, what has that baptism did? Because you did not even know that you even baptized. See, and anybody too that did not repent first and enter that water is the same thing as that infant. Of what effect it is if you have not repented? If you are going to enter that water and go back to your old nature, then of what effect is it to you? So there must be repentance first, and then you are buried. Then the grave will open. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. I will hear my name. Moses and Luke, come forth. In a moment, I will be changed. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you enter that water and you come out, it is an ordinance. Every sin you have ever committed before is wiped away. It's a law. There is no sin that the blood of Jesus Christ cannot wash away. No matter how many abortions you have committed, sister, brother, no matter how many people you have killed, brother, sister, just imagine what abomination you have ever committed before. Once you enter that water and come out, you stand justified. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And something in you, when you catch this revelation, gives you joy. Gives you joy. And you can answer, they ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone. And when I need a small pass, who must be where they are? Forgetfulness. See, when Revelation chapter 12 tells us that the accuser of the brethren, that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the devil wants to tell you you are not qualified for deliverance because you were a murderer. He's the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then sometimes you are there shaking and shaking and shaking. Because he will remind you of the abomination you have been involved in the past. You were homosexual. Abomination of all abominations. You were in a cult. In the school, you were a cultist. You have defiled and raped and done all imaginable evil. And somebody is telling you that the blood of Jesus Christ has wiped it away. Yes. It is thus saith the Lord. That is the meaning of grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then some shrine in your village is trying to tell you that there is a foundational problem that your grandfather covenanted you and whatever it is. Listen, church. Hallelujah. Whatever you owe that shrine, whatever is whatever, you owe anything, any babalawo, any cult, any shrine, that any evil altar that you have been connected to, any vow that you offer that you cannot pay, it was made, a vow was made on your own. I hear the Savior say, thy strength in this world, child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me, died on it. Hallelujah. Say it. Come and tell you that I'm your demon husband, I'm your demon wife. When he hung on the cross on Calvary in John chapter 19, before he gave up the ghost, what did he say? What did he say? It is finished. The power that Satan has over you, the power that foundational problem, demon covenant, that witch, that wizard, that demon has over you, he shouted, it is finished. Oh, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You see what revelation does. When you catch this revelation, you will not carry anybody to go to your compound for deliverance. You will deliver the whole compound. Oh, when you have this revelation, you will face that situation because you know who you are. That demon that used to come and press me throughout my life. 6 months after I gave my life to Christ, the spirit came again. We press me. I've been struggling. Malam wrote Rubutu and wrote the Quran and they worshiped for me to drink. It didn't stop. They gave me incense to burn in the room. In fact, it got worse. They say if I smoke cigarette before I sleep, it will drive the I smoke. Now that night they will increase. So there was no hope. There was no hope. Until one day, after I give my life to Christ and I have this revelation I'm sharing with you now, and a demon came in the night. And just before he pressed me, the Holy Ghost woke me up. And I saw the leg. That's to tell you that these things, now witches around, they do this thing. I saw the last few legs. He ran through the door out. And I stood up from the bed. And this was inside prison yard. I was a prisoner. I was still a prisoner. And I looked. The first thing that came to my mind is, not with this same spirit depressed me before. How come now? He said, I wake up. He run. That means greater is he in me than he that is in the world. It's confirmed. This is true. I didn't pray. I believed in my heart that if I say anything, it will happen. If I say, let your leg paralyze, I believe it will happen. If I say blind, I believe it will happen. I was so angry. I stood up and I said, you used to torment me before. As you enter this room now, is it the same person you see now as before? Then I said, okay, why you run if not the same person? I said, okay, come back again. I went and lie down. From that day, 1990 till today, I have not seen that spirit again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then somebody wants to come and start messing up with my faith. Hey, it's a frustration. Hey, this one, we don't see the tire. My answer is, I need no other argument. I need no other. built on nothing less than Jesus' blood
and righteousness.
I cannot trust that Jesus I'm singing that song for the messages they carry. They assure me of myself. You know these songs, they don't sing them again. Eh? The kind of song they sing now in churches is, you know, people they ask me, say, Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. Amen. The Holy Ghost fire will pursue them only if you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't have the Holy Ghost, which fire, where will it come from? They overcome by the blood of the Lamb. When you come to Christ, he said you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. He is sitting at the mercy seat and confessing every one of us. How can that blood speak for you when you are walking against him? You see, that is why you remain like that. And so you think that if you go and pay somebody to pray for you, it's even a Catholic background, because it's Catholic Church that started that system. Where you, somebody can pray God's blessings for you. No. Grace settle it. We are not to come individually. In the Old Testament, they had to go through the high priests because they had no right to go to the Holy of Holies. No access to it. But when he shouted, it is finished. The veil that separated the congregation from the Holy of Holies, where the ark was kept, was torn from up down. Everyone now has access. You don't need to go through St. Mary. You don't have to go through Holy Mother of Mary. You don't have to go through St. Jude. You don't have to go through your pastor. You go as an individual. Whatever condition you are in, we have a high priest of our profession, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Go through Jesus, and you are before the throne of grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. You see? He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. The rock of the revelation of who Jesus is. Many of us are just playing religion. You go to church, you don't know who Jesus is. You call upon Jesus, but you don't know who he is. You receive answer even to your prayers, but you don't know who that Jesus is. The day you know him, he said, upon that rock, I build my church. No condition. Apostle Paul said, what will separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Persecution, peril, hallelujah. When they came and demolished this church some few years back, amen, it was an opportunity for God to tell them that church is not in a building. Church is in a revelation. Hallelujah. Church is first with revelation. Hallelujah. You can scatter this church building, but you cannot remove Christ from me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can even kill this body, but you cannot touch my soul. My soul is anchored. It's anchored. Glory be to God. And so when you catch this revelation, your prayer life changes. You will not pray like you live your spiritual life like a lawyer who knows his right lives in a secular world. You know, a lawyer is not afraid of anything because he knows his right. When a Christian knows his or her right, the way you live your life is different. Who are you to be afraid of witches? They will attack us, but they will not prevail. They say, power he has given us. Oh, glory be to God. Therefore, a Christian, like I used to say here, a Christian does not go for people to pray for you. You go for people to pray with you. We pray with you, not for you. We join our faith because we are joint heirs of the same kingdom, of the same power, of the same blood. And there is no small anointing, there is no big anointing. But he has kept his gifts in the church to help us have ourselves edified and comforted. And so we have them 12 spiritual gifts in 9 spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 9 of them for the church. When they are among the church, as you are sitting down like this, when you come to church, you worship God very well. The sister by yourself, God may be ministering to her through the word of knowledge. Your problem. Not this one that everybody, they raise everybody to the pastor. Everybody's faith is on the pastor. No true church operates like that. And a true pastor does not point people to himself. That will make people to fear. If you are afraid of your pastor is a witch. Your pastor is supposed first and foremost to be your brother. And there must be a brother-sister relationship. First, before pastor. Because we were first brothers before God made him pastor. Praise the Lord. And the office of a brother is higher than the office of a pastor. Hallelujah. Oh, that is the truth. People don't know it. He said, if you leave this church, I will curse you. The people are shaking. I will not only leave, hallelujah, I will pack anything that belongs to me there and go with it, and you will see me. I will not leave secretly, and I will go. And you, if you fire anything, it will return to sender. I am untouchable. Praise the Lord. Until you come to yourself knowing who you are, the day you know who you are, you will walk to that shrine that they told you, that room that they know they open since your grandpapa died. Everybody they fear. When you catch this revelation, you have entered that water, you have repented, you have settled with Christ. You will anything, if you like, pack sand, if you like, carry anointing oil, if you like, carry Tuesday Shiloh water here. Where is that nonsense that has kept me in bondage? Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus said, concerning you and me, it is finished. Wah! Kick out with your leg. I'm going to set it on fire. You will hear cry. The demon will cry. Go beg you. Leave me now. Leave me now. I beg you now. I beg you now. Because you know who you are. But if you go there with fear, we go there with fear, it's because you are not sure who you are. And the only reason why you are not sure who you are is because the bad thing, what you know, say you they do. And yet you are professing Christianity. But Assemblies of God, Foursquare, Baptists, Presbyterians, Choosing, Redeemed, Mountain of Fire, you will tell me, yes, now we baptized by immersion. Yes, you baptized by immersion. But let me tell you where you are wrong. Your interpretation of baptism, Matthew 28, verse 19, where he tells us, the formula for baptism is in Matthew 28 verse 19. That is the formula. That is the formula. The formula is for you to go, not just by immersion, but baptize in the name, one name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For anybody hearing me for the first time, it is baptism in the name of the Father. One name. That name is the name of the Father. That same name is the name of the Son. That same name is the name of the Holy Ghost. And even if you don't understand, the people that gave that ordinance is the apostles. And every baptism in the New Testament was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Philip, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every baptism you see there was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? That name Jesus is the name of the Father. It's the name of God, for he has many names. For the purpose of what he's doing, God takes upon his name the name to reflect what he's doing at any given time. Jesus means Jehovah saves. He is saving now. And who is he saving through? He is saving through Christ, his Son. So he placed his name in his Son. The name of the Son, therefore, is the name of the Father. And the Son told us that the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, according to John 14 verse 26, he said, the Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost is coming in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus, according to the Bible. To baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, which is the commandment, is to bring a sinner who has repented into the water according to the scripture, and by your confession, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus and put you inside the water and bring you out. He has baptized you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But if they take you inside the water and say, according to Matthew 28 verse 19. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put you inside water and bring you out. They have repeated the commandment. They have not obeyed the commandment. There's only one name for redemption. And that name is what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Any other way you do it is wrong. And there is no need for anybody to waste your time with baptismal school. Baptismal class, if you fail, you repeat. You fail, you repeat. There is no such pattern in the Bible. You don't waste people's time to fulfill all ordinances when they have given their life to Christ. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up? Can we stand up? Remember, the footstep of the righteous is ordered by God. Go and ask the Lord, Lord, why did you direct me to that church? And if you are sincere, he will reveal it to you. Tell the Lord, show us which church is that. Which church is that? I want to know who they are. And I know he doesn't waste time to answer such, because he wants to fulfill his purpose for bringing you here.